in this second day of Holy Week, Holy Monday, as it is called in other languages, not in English so much. But you know, the British, they're not very holy anyway. In this Monday of Holy Week, we give thanks to God, and we see in the prophet, St. Isaiah, things that are predicted almost to the letter concerning the Passion of Christ. And of course, this week, we will meditate totally until Easter Vigil on the Passion of Christ, on his horrible sufferings that he underwent for our sake, for our salvation, for our sins. And though it's important on these days that you read the readings on your own and do everything you can to fulfill them on your own, we give thanks to God that he has suffered so much for us. And we give thanks to the Holy Mother, the Dolorous Mother, that she has suffered with Christ. She, who is co-redemptrix of all mankind, and with him, the Savior, in a sense, of all mankind. We give thanks to her who suffered. And we give thanks especially to St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple who was with them both all the way to the tomb. It is that way that we too are supposed to be, all the way to the tomb. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.